This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on it. You know, we got wildfires going on all over the country. I mean, especially here in Southern California. So our hearts and prayers go out to those that are, I don't want to say stuck in it, but, you know, if it's around you, if it's surrounding you, if you've had to evacuate, that kind of thing, I mean, really, our hearts and prayers do go out to you, and I feel bad. Feel bad for those people. I mean, not that I did anything wrong, but really felt bad from we had to evacuate once ourselves, and we know what that's like. It's not an easy task as you sit there trying to figure out what they take out of the house. But I'll tell you what, if you think it through, if you're into technology at all, which you should do, go get yourself a scanner and a external hard drive kind of thing, and scan all your pictures onto the hard drive or put them up in the cloud or whatever. You know, get them, get it so that something like that happens, you're not sitting there worried about what you need to take off the walls. You know, that kind of thing. So anyhow, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do, again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you have input, that kind of thing. So I want to, you know what, I know everybody's beat it to death. I'm going to beat it some more to death. There was an ABC reporter, and for an ABC reporter to do this, this is a big deal. But an ABC reporter told a Democratic lawmaker that gun control legislation wouldn't have prevented the Orlando massacre, and he's right. So during an interview on this week, the Sunday ABC's John Carl asked Senator Chris Murphy about his recent 15-hour filibuster on gun control. Let's see if I can pull this up. I want you to hear it out of his own mouth. I love it when you nail these people, and they don't expect to be asked a question. You can tell. You don't. They don't expect to have the question asked, and he's stuck. He's perplexed as to why somebody's even asking him this question. Take a listen. Maybe.
But you specifically are pushing a bill and have been pushing a bill, and it will be voted on Monday, to close the so-called gun show loophole. Would that have done anything to stop the massacre in Orlando?
So it may have, in the sense that if you partner it together.
You like that? Now, he doesn't have a stuttering problem, so I'm not making fun of him stuttering. He's stuttering because he hasn't got a clue. And he doesn't know how to answer the question. Because he knows in his head he's going, nothing.
Would that have done anything to stop the massacre in Orlando?
So it may have, in the sense that if you partner it together with a bill that stops terrorists.
But wait a minute. He didn't buy those guns at a gun show. And he would have passed the background. He did pass a background check.
He did pass a background check.
What I'm trying to get at is we hear every time there's one of these terrible tragedies, there's these proposals. Your proposal would have done nothing in the case of Orlando. It would have done nothing to stop the killing in San Bernardino. And, in fact, is unrelated to the killing in Newtown. So,
yeah. Amazing. So, first of all, there are so many, and I mean so many, videos on the internet right now about how you can't just buy a gun and walk out of the gun show. That's a line of garbage. Okay? You go ahead and try that in your own town. I want you to go do it, and I want you to video yourself walking out the door before they do a background check on you. Right? Because it's not true. It can't be done. And this lawmaker is really, he's squirming in his chair right now because he's got him. And again, I gotta give ABC kudos on this one. Right? John Carl from Sunday ABC, he's not letting him out so easy. He wants him to answer the question.
So why are we focusing on things that have nothing to do with the massacres that we are responsible for?
Well, so first of all, we can't get into that trap. I disagree. I think if the
we can't get into that. The question is, why can't a Dem, why can't they answer these questions? You can't, I know, no facts or else. No, it's beautiful because what they have is, so tell me how your gun control law would have helped out in these five cases. Because you're pushing it so hard. Now, he's brought up these cases. Yet, none of these cases would have been helped by the law he was pushing. He's doing it so he can get up behind a podium at some point. I push for one of the toughest gun control laws in the country that does absolutely no good to help protect your children or you.
This proposal had been into effect. It may have stopped this shooting. But
how? It may have stopped. How? I'll wait. He just admitted one had nothing to do with the other, and now he's saying it might have helped. This is the logic of the left. This is that loony logic that I keep telling you about. It has no basis in reality, but it sounds good. You know, if you have that look on your face, like you're really, really, really concerned, and this is one of the ways that you're going to help, it makes absolutely no sense. None whatsoever. These guys,
We can't get into the trap in which we are forced to defend the proposal.
How about we get in the trap? Maybe we should get in the trap of telling the truth. That's a trap I don't mind being stuck in. What do you think? Maybe when you're asked a question, you could be in the trap of answering the question properly. What do you think about that, huh? I like it. I think it's a great idea. They do. They make me nice. So, I know we've been hearing about this all day long, and I won't touch on it after the break, which is the initial transcript that was released by the Department of Justice that was redacted everywhere. You wouldn't have known this guy had a religious bone in his body. Somehow, they reversed track later on in the day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Having you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, before I get to to how the Department of Justice tried to hide everything today, it's just amazing to me. If this was a Christian, just like the guy that shot up the church, right? I mean, they couldn't wait to get to the flag, call out the Confederate flag, and all the hate and everything else. I mean, it's just amazing to me. They wanted to hide. I mean, if it's non-existent, if it's not real, what are they trying to hide? Okay, so, now I know you Dems don't care about this. Until they do it to you, and then they won't do it to you anyhow. But, so Apple won't, is not, A, they're not giving money to, nor are they aiding the GOP convention because of Trump. So even though, God, you Republicans who have iPhones and iPads, yeah, keep it up, right? I mean, listen to this. So these guys at Apple, I didn't plan on going down this road. So they're not going to get involved with the Republican Party because of Trump, because of his stance on, Muslims or Muslim refugees or. Because of all that, they don't want to be involved with him. So they're not going to provide funding or anything else at the party's 2016 presidential convention. It's done that in the past. And they cited Donald Trump's controversial comments about women, immigrants, and minorities. Now, unlike Facebook, Google, and Microsoft, which have all said that they will provide some support. Now, I personally am Apple free. I have not an Apple product that is used for this show. I actually don't use one personally. Everything I have, and I'm not even a big fan of Microsoft, everything I have is Microsoft-based, Microsoft Windows. I even have a Microsoft phone, a Microsoft Surface tablet. So I am Apple-free. Yes, that's right. I am Apple hypocrisy-free. That's what I am. These people who wouldn't help the FBI, right, get into the phone of a known Muslim terrorist for the sake of, if we do it once, we'll have to do it again, and we never know who we're going to end up doing it for. How about you just do it for the sake of the people that were killed, Americans that were killed, that were massacred, that were slaughtered? How about you do it for that reason alone? That's number one. All right? Now, they're taking a stand against Mr. Trump, right? Because of his stance on women, which frankly is non-existent. If you really would sit down and do your homework, you'd find, again, I'm not a Trump endorser, so it's not like I'm doing this to make him feel good about me or make me feel good about him. But when you talk about this, Trump's, he was one of the first major construction companies, developers, whatever you want to call them, to bring women on in positions of authority, to bring them on as project managers, architects, and so on and so forth. So explain to me how he hates women. And I believe he paid them as much as he paid men. Wow, there's a novel idea, because the Dems don't even do that. Nancy Pelosi, she's notorious for paying her women less money than she pays her men. Why is that? And they're the ones screaming about women's rights. It's a backwards. They should rename it from Democrats to the backwards. Backwardcrats. I like that. Backwardcrats. Nothing they say lines up with what they do. Absolutely nothing. So now, let me see. Women, right? So Apple has factories in areas where cultures treat women like third-class citizens, like cattle. Some of the countries that they're in don't think women have a soul. Only men have souls. But they're okay doing business there, right? Because it's a cultural thing. I mean, come on. Think about this. What are you so disingenuous about? And then immigrants? Give me a break. Will you please? How about some of the countries they do business in that don't allow immigrants in? Right? Think about what's going on in Mexico at their southern border that you don't hear about. I mean, you want to die fast? Go ahead and try to come up through the southern border of Mexico. If you're trying to commit suicide, it's a great way to do it. I mean, we can go off on this for hours on some of these third world nations or these other nations that have no love lost for women, immigrants, or minorities. Now, anyway, Apple's political stand against Trump, communicated privately to Republicans, is a sign of the widening schism between Silicon Valley and the GOP's bombastic presumptive nominee. Trump is part of their problem, as far as I'm concerned, or what I'm thinking in the back of my head. You know, they got the money, right? All of them have buku bucks. They're not going to be able to buy him. They're not going to be able to get him to move on stuff because of who they might give money to. Now, Trump trained his rhetoric fire on the entire tech industry, but he singled out Apple in particular. He's calling for a boycott of the company's products and slamming the CEO, Tim Cook, over Apple's stance on encryption. He's right. You don't have a right to absolute privacy. If you're plotting to kill, and we find you, not on your phone, all right? We find your plots, we see you getting ready to carry it out, you're strapping yourself up with a bomb and all the 9 yards, and we grab you and grab your phone. I'm sorry, privacy time is over for you. And some of you guys on the hard right that say no under any circumstance, well, then you know what? Then when people are in jail, you can't be the same guys that are screaming, well, you know, when you go to jail, you lose all your rights. Guess what? When you shoot 14 people, you slaughter, you mow down 14 people in the street. Yeah, I'm sorry. You've lost all your rights. And don't give me that crap that you're innocent until proven guilty when you're on video doing it, when 30 cops see you killing people. I don't have to wait for a jury on that one. Sorry, I don't. Now, asked about Apple's absence, a spokesman for the GOP convention replied, "We're working with a variety of major tech partners who are focused on being part of the American political process." Apple is not interested in being part of the American political process. Finish it up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Always a pleasure having you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend. I'm missing something. I'm missing a screen. Something went away. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL. Yeah, come on. I can talk slow. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And yes, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, you know, we do some, I don't think we do pretty far out stories here, but we definitely do stories with some far out, consequences, endings, whatever. Like the guy that was living with 12 women in the house. And you know what? It's kind of like, I don't know why people send and say, hey, you know what? You're making this up. I'm making it up. Go look it up yourself. Why don't you do that first? Do a little homework and go look it up yourself. Anyway, we were talking about Apple won't help the GOP. Listen, if you want to get involved in the conversation, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll that's up there. You can give me your email address. We're more than happy to send you information about the show, what's going on, that kind of thing. I want to get back to this, though. This is a perfect example where Apple has decided not to participate and the free speech thing. Now, I guess as a private company, yeah, they have every right in the world not to do this. But to say it's just because it's not because of what Trump does when they do the same things themselves, you know, they just don't say it, right? They've got one of the worst working environment plants in China. The company that they've contracted with, they know are terrible. They know they treat their employees terrible. These people work, listen to me, they're in a 10-by-10 room that acts as a bedroom and a place to eat at the same time. All right? And there's two beds in a room for four people. I'm talking about two submarine-style cot beds. You know why there's only two? That's right, because half the people in that room work 12-hour shifts. 12 hours on, 12 hours off. And they work 7 days a week. Yeah, they do. They work 7 days a week. Now, does that sound like, you know, can you imagine that working condition here? You imagine Apple getting away with that here? Not in your life, right? Anyway, so Apple's not going to go help because he doesn't like the way he treats, they don't like the way that Trump treats immigrants, women, and minorities. Look at their board. Who have been their last CEOs? I'm surprised that Al Sharpton isn't here screaming about prejudice because they've had no black CEOs or black vice chairs. Where's he at? He should be screaming from the rooftops, don't you think? Now, Apple declined to comment on the story. It's unclear how the company plans to handle the Democratic convention. Spokesman for the Trump campaign did not respond either. Now, while Apple isn't the most active political player in the nation's capital, the tech giant has backed both parties' conventions in the past. They provided about $140,000 each in MacBooks and other tech. So, you know what? I'm glad they're gone. I don't want anybody to use a MacBook. I can't stand Apple computers. I really can't. Other tech tools at Democratic and Republican events in 2008. Now, according to the campaign finance records, Apple did not write checks to either party, even 4 years later. But it did lend products to both conventions. Now, typically, the tech industry tries to court Democrats and Republicans in equal measure, despite the liberal leanings of Silicon Valley. Companies like Google and Facebook long have split their election year donations among both parties. While Apple does not have a political action committee, Cook on his own has tried to forge personal relationships with Democratic and GOP lawmakers, even dined in D.C. last year. Wow. You know, he went and hit the GOP circuit there and tried to make friends with a lot of people. But again, you know, go back to, I think this is hilarious. Right? I mean, you think about, let me see, what does he say? Major tech companies, including Apple, support efforts to attract more high-skilled foreign workers to the U.S., right? Let's not train any of the 95 million that are out of work, right? God forbid we should do that. No. What we want to do is we want to kick them by the wayside like we love to do, like Disney did. Remember? Disney kicked them. Not only did they kick a bunch of American workers to the curb, but they forced those American workers to train their foreign replacements. What kind of sense does that make? This is the height of hypocrisy when they do this. And Apple, you know, says they're trying to attract more of these high skilled foreign workers to the U.S. Again, I say, why not train American workers? Why wouldn't you want to do that? You think they're lazy? Oh, maybe you think they can't learn. Maybe, I mean, I don't even know what to think. It's because they can, you know why? Part of it is because they can still treat them like garbage. You know, I won't tell you the company's name, but years ago I worked for a company that imported, I guess they are Indians, right? From India? What's it going to call them? Call them Native Indians? So, they imported Indians under those H-1 visas. And these were highly educated people. Educated in India. They knew technology. But you know what they would do? Is they'd put six or eight of them in a hotel room. Hotel-type room. They'd have two rooms. They'd have one was a pure bedroom. The other one was a living room kind of area. And they'd bring them. They have six or eight in each one of these rooms. I know because they worked for me. And they're not telling me what they do is they make a two-year commitment to the company. Company puts them up and all this other stuff. Company helps them get, not citizenship, but get their green card, right? And they send most of their money home because the company's paying for their food and for their hotel room. Isn't that great? And they put them in there like sardines. Isn't that nice? I don't know who that was. I don't want to give the name of the company that was contracting, but it was for, oh, it was for Cisco. Cisco routers. And you can't tell me they didn't know what was going on. They knew what was going on. Because their people would come out and check things out. And that's wrong. But we're okay with that. See, American workers wouldn't let you get away with that. Unions wouldn't let you get away with that. I am amazed. I don't know how this is happening. And I don't want them in there. Don't get me wrong. I am amazed that unions, they've been able to keep unions out of the technology world. Those guys are ripe for it. Although your technology fees would go up horrendously if those guys ever became unionized. The article goes on to say that Trump's inflammatory, inflammatory comments on Muslims. What happened to the article? Oh, there it is. Trump's inflammatory comments on Muslims, women, and minority groups also rankle progressive tech executives and on some of the most pressing issues in tech policy. Now, the Trump slammed Apple for resisting the FBI, as I did, and many others did too as well. I mean, again, I want you to get this in your head. When you go to buy that iPhone, when you go to buy that iPad, when you go to buy any of that stuff, I want you to really seriously, and I know most of you don't care. I mean, I'm serious. You don't care. It's a great product. So your attitude is I'd rather buy the product and I'll boycott them another way. No, you won't. No, you won't. Because, iTunes, these guys make hundreds of millions of dollars a day off of your 99-cent purchases off iTunes, whether it's music or books or anything else. Right? You've got that. You've got the accessories. You've got the phones themselves. You realize that they make deals with the phone companies that they sell those phones to. You don't think they're really going to give you a $600 or $700 phone for free or even make it available to the phone company for free. That same week, Microsoft revealed its plan to donate computers and software to the GOP and then decided to pull that back because of the Trump rhetoric. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
About RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. Meantime,
we are back.
I love the river, you stop and you hold.
If you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, and that looks really bad, huh? The flags over my head look like somebody just threw them up there and they stuck against the wall. We'll fix those tomorrow. They're making me nuts. And I can't really even see them until I look off to the left and there's a monitor there that you guys can't see. Hey, I should have you donate to the Help Gumby Fund. You see him over there trying to get over the sign? Yeah. I may have a fine Gumby night with a Visa gift card or something. First one to find them, we'll get the card. There's a lot of places to hide them in the studio. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, yes, be part of the conversation, seriously. Let's see. What do we got going on here? Somebody sent me some pictures from the Antarctica. And I'll tell you what, man. No, thank you. Not interested. So the... what story was I doing? Oh, this is becoming more and more fun. I'm telling you. Seriously. So the, oh, about the convention, that's right, too. Okay. See, that, come back to me. The, I don't know, some people, this doesn't bother at all. But what bothers me is how we can sit there and we can talk about boycotting Target, talk about boycotting these places that don't line up with our belief systems, if you would. But you're not willing to do it. You're really not willing to do it. So give up your life. Go to an Android and let them know why. You let why you're let Android know why, or Google, for all intents and purposes, why you're switching. And I'm telling you, it'll lend a whole new feeling. They may really start thinking about what they're doing and why. I would. And that's if you truly believe that boycotts work. Some people don't believe they work. They believe they're a waste of time and they won't get involved with them. But I'll tell you what. Where did Apple make the bulk of its money? Seriously. When the iPhone came into being. Yeah, I'll see how many stories I can run through. Move on. Gun control measures fail to clear the Senate today. And you know, I'm glad. And the thing that bothered me was when the GOP and the Dems were going to sit down and talk about this after the filibuster. Because in my mind, what that tells others is, and what the Dems are going to be able to do, is they were going to be able to run out and say, look, or we're going to be able to do, they're going to be able to run out and say, look what I did. Look what we did for you. We filibustered. We got the GOP to cave. You know, they saw that we made sense, and they changed their way of thinking. Is that really where we want to be? Because none of the, as you saw, the reason they failed, none of them really had any merit to them. So there were a bunch of gun control measures in the Senate, and they were defeated today. And the first proposed legislation, and they do this every single time there's a massive shooting. They throw this stuff on the wall and see what they can get to stick. And the amendments all failed their procedural votes. The first vote was on the amendment by Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, to enhance funding for an existing gun background check system, which needed 60 votes to pass. The final vote count was 53 to 47. The second vote was on the measure by Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat out of Connecticut, to expand gun background checks and close the so-called gun show loophole, where firearms purchased are not tracked. Not true. The majority of the states have. You have to do a background check. The vote on that one was 44-56. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas pushed a measure that would allow the government to delay a gun sale to a suspected terrorist for somebody throwing a wall. Sure. Because, you know, a terrorist, you know, he'll calm down after 72 hours, right? No, seriously. Must be one of those fleeting thoughts that he decides to do it in. A suspected terrorist for 72 hours. How about this? He doesn't get one until he comes off the terrorist list. How's that? But require our prosecutors to go to court to show probable cause to block the sale permanently. The National Rifle Association backed the legislation, but it failed in the final vote, 53-47. The fourth and final vote involved a measure by Senator Dianne Feinstein. Well, I'd vote down right there. We've got this bill. It's being proposed by Senator Feinstein. Nay! I wouldn't even let him finish. Just be an A. That's it. She wants to keep people on the government terrorism watch list or other suspected terrorists from buying guns. The Justice Department endorsed her legislation, but it also failed with a final vote of 47 to 53. Isn't that nice? And, you know, I mean, with the number changes, you know it's close to party lines, but it was in total party lines. And if you look at it, you know, I mean, there's a nice chart. I'll send that over to the producer to put up. Did I send that to you yet? Oh, I probably should do that, shouldn't I? So anyway, they've got a nice chart up to show you who from what party did what. You like that? But ultimately, it's hard to believe but still true, said our Republican colleagues, voted to allow suspected terrorists to buy guns, said Senator Charlie Schumer. We'll keep pushing, though, until they see the light. Well, you know, the problem is they put these dirty little things in there. Right? They hide things in these bills. It's not uncommon for them to do that. Seriously. They put money in there for other programs, other things. Right? Everyone wants to do something. And none of these bills really would have... What happened in Orlando, this bothers me too, none of these bills really would have stopped what happened in Orlando. You know, but you know, ending gun-free zones, that might help. Those are being completely ignored in the legislation. Now, since at least back to 1950, all but three U.S. mass public shootings with three or more fatalities have occurred in places where citizens are not allowed to carry their own firearms. Let me repeat that. All but three since 1950 of these massive shootings. So again, gun-free zones are the problem. God, they want to pull all these together. They want to say, you know, the reason, why can't Republicans see that every one of these fatalities is taking place because of somebody who owned a gun? No kidding. See, the key factor, though, is somebody. You know, we've had massive killings with bombs. We've had massive killings with knives. Now, Democrats use recent attacks to justify passing new gun control, but their proposals have nothing to do with these attacks. Absolutely nothing. Like Senator Dianne Feinstein, her bill would ban people on the no-fly list from buying guns. Well, Omar was not on the no-fly list. Neither was the guys in San Bernardino. Or the fellow from the Fort Hood massacre. I don't know how that would help anybody. Senator Chris Murphy's list or bill would require background checks on transfer of guns between private parties. I don't know what this had to do or how he thought this was going to help. I mean, seriously, how's it going to help with what happened in Orlando, happened in San Bernardino, happened in these other places? These were transfers from private parties. The American background check system prevents people from purchasing guns if they've been convicted of felonies or certain kinds of misdemeanors. Now, though being on the FBI's terror watch or no-fly list sure sounds bad, it doesn't mean that the person has been convicted of anything. So here you have people that have been convicted of violent crimes and people that have been suspected of violent crimes. But I'll tell you what, if it's right, if it lines up, maybe there's criteria we have to put in place. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'm not a legislator. But I believe in keeping us safe. And yeah, I'm sorry. If you're on the terrorist list and there's valid reasons, I don't know what those reasons are, valid reasons, you've had the ability to fight it and get off the list. Yeah, I want to keep you from buying a gun. I don't want to see what happened in San Bernardino happen again. I don't want that. I don't want that to be because I wouldn't approve of or back legislation. The problem right now, though, is you could be on a list simply because the FBI wants to interview you about somebody you might know. They say about 40% of those people on the watch list are under reasonable suspicion. That list would grow to 42 million if we let Barbara do what she wants to do, and we're not going to do that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your relatives, your in-laws, your outlaws about the show. Really appreciate the time that you've spent with us. And look, hop up on the website. Right? Give me your email address. I don't sell them. I don't give them away. I don't do any of that crazy stuff. But I'm willing to work with you. Seriously. Again, head up to the website. Give me your email address. Check it out. Comment on the stories. Get engaged. Get involved. And then come back tomorrow and tell me where I'm off. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We will catch you later.